Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again. The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Here we are, last moment, doing things right up to the very moment you hear my voice, and then sometimes continuing on after I've begun speaking, which suggests my brain is able to do two things at once. Not suggestion, that's all it is. All right, first up tonight, and there's so much going on here. The Pope, the Vatican, is playing a big role in what's going on. You're not hearing about it very much, but it is. No question about it. We're very grateful to be able to spend some time with Father Paul Kramer. Again, he's back tonight, second time this month. There is every reason in the world to listen very carefully to what Father Kramer has to say about these imposters who are running the Vatican now. Jorge Bergoglio is a fraud pope, or an anti-pope, however you want to phrase it. This guy is bad news. The real pope has been literally held house prisoner now for 9 years, I think, something like that. So we have some things to talk about. There's another issue. It's simply called the warning, also known as the illumination of conscience. Now let's find out about that and other things as well. Father Kramer, thank you for getting up early over there. Great to have you on again. How are you?
Well, it's as great as always to be back. And you mentioned the illumination of conscience. And I do recall Malachi Martin, who had heard The Secret directly when it was read, who has read The Secret himself, spoke about that, spoke on that point, that it is mentioned there in The Secret of Fatima.
Really? Oh, that makes it even more fascinating. So it's called The Warning by some people, or Illumination of Conscience. So let's jump into this. What is it? Is this a supernatural issue, or is it something highly unusual of a religious nature? What is it?
It is something that could only be called supernatural, insofar as Maliki Martin said in The Third Secret of Fatima. He said he couldn't reveal precisely what it was, but he says, look in the sky, look at the sky, because there's going to be some extraordinary sign that will be visible in the sky.
That right away. Yeah, that immediately brings to mind Project Bluebeam, I guess it was one of them. I think it's Bluebeam. Anyhow, the idea of using holographic projection to create enormous imagery in the sky. And the original plan, I think it was Bluebeam, was to put all of the, like, Muhammad up there and over the Middle East, and they could all see him up there, and put Jesus up over Europe and the U.S. and so forth, keying on all the key religious icons that humanity is devoted to, depending on where you are on the face of the planet, to try to really shake people up, among other things. Are we talking about something like that, or something of a genuine paranormal nature that may have an interest in what's going on this planet? What do you think? This is a very interesting subject, because if people go outside and see something in the heavens, they're going to freak out, most of them.
Yes, and there are things like that that can be man-made, and there are things like that that will be genuinely supernatural. Again, Jesus Christ himself says that there will be signs in the sky.
Huh.
And when we see what is a divine manifestation, we will know. We won't wonder about it. We will know what is the origin.
Right.
And afterward,
or will we see dozens of intercontinental ballistic missiles in reentry coming down on us all over the place? That's another possibility of an image in the sky.
That will come afterward.
Oh, okay. All right. Something for everybody then. Good. All right.
Yes, but we will know that this is a supernatural divine manifestation. And it's people refer to it as a warning, because God will be serving notice to us, giving a warning that the human race is about to be punished. Because
the human race is about to be exterminated unless something changes. Yes. So I hope he makes his warning as soon as possible. We're in deep trouble here.
It is not far off. And one reason why this is going to take place is because most people in the world have no have a total disregard for the law of God.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Yep.
People are going along with this, with the fraudulent science, I'm sorry to have to say this, but organized science has prostituted itself for the interest of the New World Order, which is to say, for those who the super rich who run the world.
Organized science has become, tragically for all of us, utterly satanic and demonic in its general orientation. That's me speaking. I'm not speaking for Father Kramer, but I would concur 100% that it is now the servant of hell on earth.
And it places itself as the in a position as if it were the great teacher of the world, as if science was the great illuminator of the human mind, as if the scientists were the high priests of all truth.
Precisely.
And the source of all truth, and as if any religious divine revelation that we look to is, for example, in the Bible, as if this is to be dismissed as superstition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got it.
And we forget now they have the scientists. They are completely in league with what I have spoken of before, that the new religion, the one world religion, is a Gnostic religion. It deifies knowledge, whereas the voice of God demands faith. It is not a matter of knowledge. It is a matter of submission, of belief to the word of God, because when God speaks, he gives us sufficient reason so that we understand that we must listen and believe to him. Whereas science has been prostituted in such a manner that it places itself above all divine mysteries, above all divine revelation, and puts itself in the position as if science is the great source of all truth. And if it is not understood by science, it is to be dismissed as a superstition. This is intolerable for God, because God is the supreme and subsistent truth. He is the supreme being and the source of all truth. And that is why God speaks to us through prophets and apostles, through Jesus Christ, to teach in the name of God. And the response that God demands from us is faith. But the human race is listening to the scientists. People are being brainwashed in the universities, and they dismiss faith as a superstition and look to science. They look for an explanation for everything to come from science. And if it can't be understood by science, it's to be dismissed. And when there will be the divine manifestation, scientists will desperately attempt to give a scientific natural explanation to something that is clearly and unmistakably divine.
Well, I do remember, and I must have been in maybe the 80s when I found out about it, but this program that they had put together using hologram projection, Project Bluebeam, was to assimilate an ET invasion of the Earth in addition to projecting the images of the faces of the deities that the various religions consider their raison d'etre. This is a very interesting time. Certainly the technology is there to do it, but I really listened carefully to you and what you said about the divine appearance will be unmistakable. There'll be no doubt about it. And I think that's comforting. It's fascinating. And so the hologram will look like a hologram, so to speak, and the real manifestation will be unmistakable. If you want to call it paranormal, whatever. In other words, it will originate from a higher source than downtown New York City, etc. It's coming from the universe.
We have a good example in the symbolism of sacred scripture. Where Moses wanted to demonstrate that his message came from God, and he took his staff and he threw it down, and it turned into a snake, a living, a live snake, slithering snake. And the Pharaoh had his magicians, or whatever they we would call them.
He called them priests. They had whatever. But you're, yes, go ahead.
Whatever. They threw theirs down, and they became snakes. But then the staff, the snakes that became from the staff of Moses devoured all of the others.
Interesting.
So it was clear which one was a work, the work of divine power, and which was the work of an inferior power.
My point is clear here. I got it.
We will know which is the divine power and which is the fraud, which is the counterfeit, because this,
you know,
the nature of God is that when He reveals Himself, He reveals His power.
No games, the real deal. Understood. We are, as you know, as well as anyone on the planet, in dire need of true divine leadership at this point. We have been led astray. We have been programmed to self-destruct. Hedonism is now a god to too many people. Evil has taken the reins of control of this planet, and it needs to be dealt with. Otherwise, we're gone. There'll be very few people left. The Deagle.com projections will come true, and the transhumanist freaks will get their way. And humanity and humankind, as we know it, will disappear as we know it. It will no longer be the same. So these are extraordinary times, beyond words, actually. And any day, something enormous and staggering in its implications can or will happen. Any day, we're that close. We're in the final days. That's how it looks to me, Father Kramer.
Yes, and that is a correct assessment of our present situation. And as Cardinal Ratzinger, who is today Pope Benedict the 16th, but when he was still a cardinal back in 1984, he said, "What is in the third secret of Fatima corresponds to what is written in Scripture." So you can find what is essentially the third secret of Fatima that is already there written in the Bible if you know where to look. And I've been doing this since about 1984, since about the year that Ratzinger spoke about this matter. I have been looking precisely in Scripture to find that message, and it is there. And we look in the book of Proverbs where it says, "Woe to the man who will contend against his maker." And this is what the human race is doing under the false leadership that is coming from those who are running the world today. They would contend against God. They would make themselves, they would put themselves in the place of God. They want to rule the earth as if there is no divine commandment, no law that they must obey, because they make themselves the law.
They are acting absolutely as if they are above all laws and accountable to no one. And that is a godlike statement and position to assume. No question.
That's right.
And the lack of respect for basic human life. Let's not leave anybody out. All life on the planet is staggering to me. These are not the thoughts and the actions of humankind. They're demonic.
God has already revealed, long before Our Lady of Fatima gave us her message, and Cardinal Ratzinger says, it's there in the Scripture. You look in the Old Testament prophets. I believe it's the second chapter of Habakkuk, where he describes this divine response to the when the leaders of the human race challenge God to a duel. Well, we know who's going to win that one. They've convinced themselves that they are more powerful than Almighty God Himself. They believe in different kinds of gods. They believe they have a different idea of God, which is, of course, a false notion of God. And they don't respect the power of the Almighty Himself. And they are going to be dealt a dose of the hand of God, which will put them in their place. That's in, I think, chapter 2 of Habakkuk. You'll see it again in the 17th Psalm, where God manifests his wrath over the whole earth and shakes the earth down to its foundations. You will find this theme throughout both Testaments, and I find it especially with great imagery in the Old Testament. And this is one thing to be understood about prophecy. The greater the event, the longer in advance it is foretold. And these things are being foretold.
Oh, interesting.
These things are being foretold long ago. So some of these things, like 3,000 years ago, written down in scriptural form already like 2,500 or so years ago. Yeah. More or less. That's just a round figure. That's a long time in advance to be given advance warning about these events. That shows you how significant will be these events. And that's why Malachi Martin said that the most significant event of the 20th century was the appearance of Our Lady of Fatima, because what is there, as Cardinal Ratzinger said, corresponds to what is foretold in Scripture. And what is foretold in Scripture was foretold even thousands of years ago. So we're reaching that very climactic point, that what has been foretold thousands of years ago by the Old Testament prophets is about to be realized, about to take place in our own day. These are truly earth-shattering events that we will be witnessing in our own time. And the human race, as to use the expression our Lord Jesus Christ said, that men will wither away in terror by the power of God that will be manifest in response to the challenge that has been made by the misled human race, which collectively would contend against its maker.
They're being led in that direction 24 hours a day by the false prophets who run this planet. And I don't even like to admit that that's a fact, but it is. All right, these are truly momentous times. We'll be right back with Father Paul Kramer. Just a minute. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Father Paul Kramer, just an extraordinary conversation already. I don't know what to tell you, dear friends around the world, by way of the time frame, except to say that any time, I think we're right there. We're really at the doorstep, and only God knows what's on the other side of that threshold, what decisions we'll all make, what decisions those in charge will make. They will not go down easily, I don't think. They've worked long and hard on this takeover, just like the people, them, the dark ones who have taken over this country and this government. And we have been overthrown. There's no question about that. Father Kramer, go right ahead, please.
They have been working to take over the church for a long time. There's a book written in 1861 by Cardinal Henry Edward Manning, and he describes what can only be said to be the content of the third secret of Fatima, the message of Fatima at its very essence, in the secret of Fatima. And he said, it is not my own opinion. He says, he's quoting the greatest theologians and what the ancient fathers in unison had said. And he said, Rome will revert to its ancient paganism, and the true Pope will be driven out of Rome, and the church will appear to be swept off the face of the earth. What we see taking place was, we could see it coming already in the 20th century. Pope John Paul II, when he was still a cardinal, he spoke about what is happening in the world today. And he said, it is a struggle between the church and the anti-church, Christ and Antichrist. And in the third secret of Fatima, what is described there is what Malachi Martin said will be the collapse at the center. In other words, the very center of Christianity. The Vatican will be completely hijacked and taken over by those who oppose God and oppose the divine truth of Revelation, and those who would enthrone man as God in his place. And this is the Agenda 2030 of the United Nations, which is the agenda of Freemasonry, which places man above God, human knowledge over religion, because religion is dismissed as superstition, which enthrones reason, like at the time of the French Revolution, they the goddess of reason, which of course now is the supreme truth represented through science, which is to explain away all religious truth and all divine revelation, is to be dismissed as superstition, because science is now to be considered the indisputable source of all truth. And the Vatican has been hijacked and taken over by those forces. And this is what many people in the Catholic Church simply do not understand, and many prelates, bishops, even cardinals, do not wish to understand. What this man Francis represents is a false religion. He speaks of his reforms. He said some years ago, when he went to Manila, he spoke with the former superior general of the Jesuits, a man by the name of Adolfo Nicolás, and he said he wants to remain in power until he makes his reforms irreversible. Now, what are his reforms? I'll tell you. He has been very upfront about his reforms, but no one seems to really be listening. About 2 weeks ago, I think it was, in his message to the Roman Curia, he said there's going to be, I think he said the day before Christmas, there's going to be announced major changes in the Roman Curia. And he already gave a very strong clue as to what is the purpose of these changes. This will not just be some bureaucratic reordering of how the Vatican operates. It's all ordered to a specific purpose, and that purpose is loud and clear, because I can't tell you the number of times he referred to the Catholic Church that he wants to reform into what he calls the Synodal Church. The Synodal Church.
S-Y-N-O-D-E-L? A-L. Okay.
A-L, Synodal. In other words, the church that had been governed by the popes will be a new church that is governed by the national hierarchies represented in their synods.
Got it.
Now, a synod is something like a small council. These are like regional councils. When the bishops of the various national hierarchies get together in synods, the seat of power in the new church will be there, in the synods. Hmm. in these mini councils, these sort of not ecumenical councils, which is a council for the whole church, but like national councils. And I always point out that in my book, I refer to it as a Soviet church, because the word in the Russian language, the word Soviet is a council. It's as when Lenin said that all power is to the Soviets. And those councils of the Communist Party, that is to be the source of all power. And that is exactly what Bergoglio is doing to attempt to reform the Catholic Church into the New World Order global religion, which is something anti-Christian, against God, against Christ, against all morality as we understand from divine revelation. It is a different religion. And the papacy is something that in its very nature is opposed to that. As St. Robert Bellarmine, the great doctor of the church, who was a Jesuit, by the way, he explained that faith pertains to the very essence of the papacy, so that if the Pope were a man who was visibly against the faith, he would be incapable even of being a Pope. And what this says about Jorge Bergoglio is loud and clear, because we don't have to look to some obscure point of ecumenical councils spoken centuries ago where they had dogmatic canons and point to where Jorge Bergoglio is contradicting and speaking against those points of settled doctrine, of defined dogma of the faith. No, anyone who understands the basic points of divine revelation that we see in both the Old and the New Testament and the Bible, we can see that this man, Jorge Bergoglio, is entirely opposed to faith as we understand it. If you listen closely to his words, listen closely to what he says about God, about religion, about morality, he represents something entirely different than what the church has represented for 2,000 years, roughly 2,000 years. He represents not Christianity. He does not represent Christianity. He represents the New World Order, that Gnostic man-made religion, which would enthrone man in the place of God and human science and human reason against divine revelation.
Transhumanism.
And that's right. And that is the collapse, the hijacking of the Vatican that is foretold in the Third Secret of Fatima. That is what Cardinal Manning foretold in 1861. The book is called The Present Crisis of the Holy See, written in 1861, where he speaks of this new religion as a manifestation of a spirit of what he calls the embodiment of the spirit of Antichrist, which is God conceived of as something within the universe, as a world soul, a divine principle that governs the world from within. As if God were the most noble part of the universe, but part of the universe. This is the enthronement of nature, the divinization of nature. This is nature worship, the environmentalism that is turned into a religion. And this is exactly the Agenda 2030 of the United Nations. Nature worship is, of course, the portal of entry into the demonic occult worship of demons. And this is what we find happening in the religion of the New World Order, is eventually to displace God and put the devil in the place of God. And it is those people who run the world, the servants of the devil, who have gained power over the United Nations, and they would dictate to all the governments of the world, and where all the presidents and prime ministers and kings will simply do what they're told, because they will have decrees from the United Nations. And that is the third secret of Fatima. That is what will happen, because they take control of the Vatican too. The Vatican also. The Vatican will be in their power and is now in their power with Jorge Bergoglio, because he represents them. He does not represent the Catholic faith. He is not the vicar of Christ on earth. He represents those opposed demonic forces.
Understand.
That is Jorge Bergoglio.
They're penetrating and taking over everything, piece by piece, the evil ones. They've taken over the entire church, the Catholic Church. How many other religions have been penetrated and overthrown?
Well, in the 20th century, we saw other churches penetrated and overthrown. That's a very apt expression. And we saw the papacy getting weaker and weaker. The more and more they tried to take over the papacy, and it seemed inevitable that one day they would take over. And that's why Malachi Martin said he would reveal the secret, even against the oath he had taken, if he were to live to that time when there would take place the what he called the collapse at the center. Now, the collapse at the center has taken place with the true pope being set aside and virtually a prisoner, Pope Benedict XVI.
Yeah.
And he has been replaced with a man who represents false religion, a counterfeit Christianity, which is in fact an anti-Christianity. Exactly what Pope John Paul II warned against when he said the church and the anti-church, the struggle between what the world is going through today is a struggle between the church and the anti-church, the gospel and the anti-gospel, Christ and antichrist. And those forces of the anti-church, the anti-gospel, and of antichrist have taken over the Vatican, finally. That collapse at the center has taken place. And now we can expect to see those reforms, which are not reforms of a man of faith, but Bergoglio is a representative of those who oppose faith, those who oppose Christ. So it is in opposition to Christ that these reforms have been conceptualized and are going to be implemented to destroy the church, to destroy Christianity, and to destroy the governance of the world by God Himself, and to put man as the supreme ruler over the earth in the place of God.
Are we going to see an identifiable, unequivocal Antichrist? Or is Bergoglio perhaps a reasonable facsimile already?
Bergoglio is a sign of things to come. St. John Hughes, some centuries ago, spoke of when this man that we call the Antichrist will come into the world, will manifest himself to the world. And it is not known for certain if he will come precisely in our days, where it certainly appears that it will happen in our days. And I believe it's not far off. Unless some divine intervention takes place that would postpone that to happen later on. But I believe that those days are fast approaching.
I concur. And I would also suggest to all of you out there, if you have not, by all means, pull up a couple of videos and follow this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab's number one advisor, maybe controller. You've seen Harari. You've heard him talk. This man represents the antithesis of what the church used to be for. It's not pushing that anymore. This Harari and Bergoglio, I guess, are two of the big operatives of the globalist movement. Have you seen much of Harari?
I've been listening to him, and he's very explicit about putting man in the place of God.
Absolutely, but not, he doesn't. Yeah,
and so many people think people who have no faith, they think, oh, that's great because we don't believe in religion anymore. That's superstition. And it's great to put man in the. It was man who created God in his own ideas, in his own thinking, and it's time that the power be exercised by men and without this religious superstition to get in our way. But when people like Harari speak, they're not talking about ordinary people who want to be freed of the constraints that religion imposes on them. No. The great mass of them, Harari says, give them computer games, let them play the computer games until these useless eaters can be eliminated.
Yep,
removed. That's right.
Yep.
Those men who would place themselves in the place of God, there's a very small number of them. I love the quotation. Of Euripides when he speaks of something that fits in so well with this idea of globalism. Because the world is becoming more and more barbaric as the human race is seduced away from obedience to the law of God. We are becoming a race of barbarians by rebelling against God. And Euripides said, among the barbarians, all are slaves except one. The principle there is that the man who rules makes himself the law. He is the one that everyone must obey. And it's a system of reward and punishment. You do what you're told or else you pay the consequences. You do what you're
exactly.
told.
Yeah.
We'll give you a great reward if you do what you're told.
Oh, you'll have as many toys as you want. You got it.
We'll let you live. That's the first reward
we'll
you get.
Live. We'll let you live. Well, that's hedonism 101. You've got to be alive first. And they'll do it. No, I think you're right on the money here, as always. Yeah.
And then we'll keep you happy as long as you're useful to us.
Play ball. You play ball with us and we'll give you what you want. We'll make you very happy. We'll make you a celebrity. We'll make you whatever you want. Give us what we need. It won't cost you much. And you can have limitless rewards. That's what they do. And it works. Damn, does it work. Why does almost everyone have a price now? I swear, most everybody has a price at which they'll break and conform. Very few men and women of principle anymore. Morality is all but gone. That's been vanquished from the media, by the media, and for the media. Look what they're doing to our children. And these parents that allow it are almost demonic in my view. You don't take a little 4 or 5-year-old child to an LGBTQ parade or a drag queen story hour. You don't do that to children. You don't inject them with these biological weapons and watch them die, which is what a lot of parents are doing. We've lost our way, Father Kramer. And I'm wondering if it's almost being socially engineered out of our existence. I hope that something does happen and manifests itself very soon. That causes a lot of people to wake up.
Well,
they walk through this. Yeah, go ahead.
The hand of God will intervene because we have seen the total destruction of the rule of law. And that principle I was speaking of, that among the barbarians, all are slaves except one. Now we see from the United Nations dictates that are being simply followed directives that are being obeyed, and presidents and prime ministers who simply are saying, we're simply doing what we're told. So the world is being transformed already into a dictatorship.
Correct.
And it's being run by the United Nations. And that is what the United Nations was really instituted to become, a world government. Famous interview, which has been somewhat muted, unfortunately, David Ben-Gurion spoke of the United Nations as a truly United Nations. This was, I think, 1962. In that interview, when he said the United Nations, the truly United Nations, and he speaks of the United Nations as a world government.
And he knew what was coming. Yeah.
And as I mentioned previously, there was the book, The Hidden Face of the United Nations. The author was a Catholic bishop by the name of Michael. The name escapes me at the moment. The Hidden Face of the United Nations, a very scholarly, learned bishop, had several doctoral degrees, professor in several universities, author of scores of books. And he wrote the book, very well researched and documented, The Hidden Agenda of the United Nations. And it is precisely what we have been talking about here. They intend to institute a global religion, a nature religion, putting nature in the place of God, the universe in the place of God.
That's paganism and nature. This whole thing about carbon, your carbon footprint. Now they're trying to regulate nitrogen. Crazy. But this is all related to what you're talking about. These are the early indicators of it. One last quick question. We don't have a lot of time. Why hasn't Bishop Vigano, I may be pronouncing that wrong, is it Vigano?
Vigano.
Vigano. Why hasn't he publicly spoken out and declared Bergoglio the fraud that he is? Any guesses on that? People seem to think he's an independent voice. Go ahead.
I think the reason why he doesn't come out, he strongly hints, he refers to him as Bergoglio. He won't refer to him as the Holy Father, as the Pope. He refers to him as Bergoglio.
Right.
He has openly questioned whether this man is a legitimate Pope. And I think he's waiting for the moment when it will be clear to all, where he won't have to persuade anyone that this man is not, at least persuade anyone prominent in the church who still has the faith that this man is not the Pope. When he openly defects from Catholicism in such a way that he institutes what is clearly and unmistakably a false religion that is in its very essence opposed to Christianity, then he will come out and say it. But I think he's holding back before then, because he doesn't want to get involved in a dispute where those who are opposed to the agenda of Bergoglio will be fighting among themselves.
Okay.
And I think he wants to avoid that kind of
he's marking his time. I get it. Yeah. Very good. Well, it's probable. I would say so. We have to go, Father Kramer. Thank you. That was an extraordinary hour. Compelling, very inspiring, and certainly anticipatory. And I think a lot of us share that. We want to see change, but the right kind of change. So let me wish you a Merry Christmas, and I look forward to our next visit. Next year, I guess.
Wonderful. And Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. Father Paul Kramer. All right, we're going to pause, and we will be right back with more. Hold on.